Welcome to the Manager's Desk. I'm Mike Cornell, and here we are, the final month of the year. It's the Christmas season. This month, I'd like to share some devotional thoughts surrounding the carols of Christmas from the website Bible.com. Joy to the world is our hymn for today. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. Isaac Watts wrote Joy to the World in 1719. Since then, every Christmas season, carolers cast those words into the air like a lifeline out into the ocean of humanity. And every fish surely finds something inviting and worth nibbling. The thrill of hope within the message spools out to touch a weary world with anticipation of tasting something truly good. Joy came to the world because God, our great Creator, loved His creation so much that He sent His Son to reveal His story so that over time, His character and ultimate goodwill toward mankind would be recognized. The impact on earth of Christ's birth will never diminish despite enemies' attempts to stop it. John 21:25 says that the world would not be able to contain the books that could be written about what the Lord did while on earth. Since then, many more testimonies of His transforming love have been and will be written. Nehemiah 8 records that Nehemiah, the leaders, and the people celebrated the Feast of Tabernacles with great joy after sharing God's Word. This season, we too can rejoice. Well, if you enjoy listening to WRVM, your over and above year-end gift will help us finish this fiscal year strong. Our mailing address, WRVM, Box 212, Suring, Wisconsin, 54174, or make a gift online at our website, wrvm.org. For the Manager's Desk, I'm Mike Cornell.